the Meet and Make Podcast.
Thanksgiving edition.
Gobbledygooker edition.
Ah, you're the gobbledygooker.
Gobbledygooker.
We don't go 1 year without mentioning that stupid turkey.
Ugh. It's 20-year anniversary of the gobbledygooker.
And only you care.
Well, it's kind of, you know.
It's a family tradition, I know.
It's a Connecticut tradition.
It's not a Connecticut tradition.
He was hatched at the Hartford Civic Center.
And you know what? A lot of turds have been hatched at the Hartford Civic Center.
I.e. the Hartford Whalers.
And the Wolfpack.
Well,
and
not that
Pucky
bad.
And Sonar and Pucky. Hartford Wolfpack's like what? They're tied for last place?
Well, they're on the turnaround.
Yeah.
It's early in the season.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
There's a lot of hockey left to be played.
Anyway, enough of that. Before we get into, I know we talk about this weekend's ClipsCon.
Yes.
I did get a chance to, I went on YouTube. I just watched the 13 deleted, the extra scenes that were put in the movie Suicide Squad.
The stuff that should have been in the original movie, but they decided not to put it in.
No, they should not have been in the original movie.
The whole movie shouldn't have happened, really.
Well, anyway, the movie did happen.
Yes.
I had watched it last week prior, and I think I mentioned this last week.
Mm.
It was a bootleg. It didn't have these extra scenes.
Yes.
So I watched these extra scenes because I do not want to go through watching the whole movie again.
No. Why'd you do that to yourself?
Yeah, you go on YouTube, you can just watch them. Yeah. It's 13 minutes. There's a little bit more Harley, which is not that bad. There is a scene that a lot of people actually got photographs of this scene happening when they were filming.
Yeah.
It never made the film. And it was kind of odd. It's my least favorite scene. I'm glad this was not it came out in the theater.
Yeah, tell us what it is. You're just going to
I'm going to tell you.
You know, geez, build it up. Why don't you?
So Joker's driving his pink Lamborghini. His Lamborghini or whatever.
Yes, Lamborghini.
And Harley is chasing him. This is before she turns into Harley Quinn.
Uh-huh.
She's just a doctor.
She's just a psychiatrist.
She is driving a motorcycle and like a crotch rocket, and she passes the Joker, gets way ahead of him, gets off the cycle, and the cycle goes on its side, and she basically surfs it on the highway. So she's standing on the side of it in front of him.
Why?
Then he pulls up. And she's standing there like,
why?
You can't. There's someone at the door.
Someone's at the door.
So she stands there, and Joker he pulls up.
But why though?
Because she's like, it was basically saying she was obsessed with him, and he was
trying to get away from her.
Yeah, which they played it differently.
Yeah,
she was just like, you can't leave me. Blah, blah, and he's just like, you're crazy.
You're crazy. Leave me alone.
And there's a really bad line the Joker does.
That would have explained why. That actually would have made sense.
Yeah, I mean,
would have made more sense in the movie than just saying that he's addicted to her.
Yeah.
Which isn't how it's supposed to be at all.
Well, the one thing it bothered me was that she was surfing on this motorcycle. Why? How? What?
She's a psychiatrist. How would she even know how to do that?
Yeah, exactly.
And why wouldn't the motorcycle like flip? It's gonna dig in down the handlebars or something.
Well, so that happened.
He's not Deadpool.
The Joker comes up and he says a really bad line. He's like, "I'm just an idea," and he slaps his hand. I'm like, "Oh God, it was not good."
Ugh.
And so this trucker pulls up behind him, and he's like, "What the hell are you guys doing in the middle of the road?" Mm. And he walks up. He's like, "Hey." And she takes a gun out, and she just shoots the trucker dead.
Because that's, you know,
to show how crazy she is for the Joker.
Yeah.
And then she,
that makes sense.
She puts the gun to Joker's forehead, and he's just like, come on, shoot me. And it was kind of like, reminded me of the Heath Ledger Joker.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Or, you know.
Do it.
Yeah, do it.
You know, there's no other way to get rid of me unless you kill me.
And she doesn't. And
well, of course not, because he's in the movie.
Now, this was a flashback because she stares at a motorcycle on the street. And she has this big flashback. As we all do, we find objects and then we stare at them
for long periods of time
and have a flashback.
And have a whole 10-minute
flashback,
and then it magically never happened.
That was my least favorite scene. Yes, the idea was good.
That wasn't the rest of the movie? Wasn't the least favorite of your scenes?
Yeah. There was more of Killer Croc. There was more Captain Boomerang.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, there was some corniness.
Woohoo. More crappy acting by more crappy actors.
None of these scenes added anything to the movie, and essentially I think they added this 13 minutes because
they want to sell more DVDs.
Yeah, if you like this movie, you're going to buy it and go, oh, that's awesome.
If you're a millennial, it's not gonna whose change. Mommy and daddy buy you everything, have them buy you this.
Okay. It doesn't really change the movie at all. So it doesn't change the movie at all.
Whatever.
But
UDC.
I felt like I would still watch it just to see what I missed because I didn't want to watch it again.
Whatever. Screw you, DC.
Man, God, why are you so angry over
it? Because I'm sick of their bullshit of, oh, we're going to release a movie. And now here's an extended version of the same movie. It's like, why don't you just give me the movie that you wanted? I wanted to see in the theater in the first place? If they do it with Wonder Woman, I don't understand why anyone would go buy DC or go to any DC movies.
Why? They're making money.
But in the theaters, though, why would you go see it?
Because people will.
You just wait 3 months, and then you could see the real movie on DVD.
I agree, but...
it just makes no sense. It
makes money, baby. Make money, baby. Make money.
But
money.
It's like, sooner or later, people are going to figure it out.
No. Besides nobody will ever figure it out.
People are going to figure this out sooner or later. No. And be like, what the deuce, DC? Stop making us watch the movie 3 times in a row just so we can see the real movie.
Yeah, jerks. So there's rumblings.
They have two things of it. They have two movies next year. Wonder Woman and Justice League. So
yeah. So Rocky, we got two things. John Cleese might be joining the cast of Justice League.
As what though?
I don't know. That's
Alfred?
No. They already have an Alfred.
Oh, Jeremy Irons?
Jeremy Irons. And Jeremy Irons is not gonna be in it.
That's right. Commissioner Gordon.
Eagle-eyed Twitter user noticed that the official Batman vs. Superman UK account and photograph Clay Enos both followed comedian actor John Cleese. And they say this is relevant because when Joe...
yes.
What's his face? Melonungo? Or
Magliano.
Magliano. That happened to him.
When he got Deathstroke.
Yeah. So they're saying this kind of falls in line with the same pattern that...
well, then who would John Cleese play, though? That's the thing. The mayor? I could see him playing the mayor of Gotham or something like that.
So someone on Reddit has thrown out some ideas who John Cleese could be.
Egghead?
Dead Man, Dr. Fate, and...
I don't see him playing a villain, though.
Granny Godness. And other recommendations have included Darkseid's ally G. Gordon Godfrey... who has helped him in the past as the attempt to take over the Earth. I don't know.
I don't know if he could play a villain.
Why not?
It'd be interesting. He's not like his MO, though, usually. I can see him playing like the quirky comedy relief guy. Like the mayor or something like that.
The mayor?
The mayor of Gotham.
But is it probably not going to be in Gotham? This is Justice League. They're going to be taking on something worldly.
He could be the president.
I don't know. I don't think he's going to be someone of something of importance. Gordon. He's not Commissioner Gordon. Jeez Louise.
Who knows? We'll find out. The head of the UN or something.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I guess a possibility.
Yeah. He's going to be like some random, like, weird character. I don't think he's going to be a full blown character, like a major character. I could be wrong, but I just see him being more of like the quirky side character.
Why?
He's just that's just how the characters usually plays. He doesn't usually play like a full... I don't see him playing like a villain or anything like that, is what I'm saying.
I think John Cleese should play...
I mean, as like I said, like Egghead, like when Vincent Price played it, that'd be a good...
yeah, we don't want that. Egghead.
Egghead's a terrible villain.
There's so many villains and people on Justice League already.
Yeah.
And now the Harley Quinn movie is going to be a Birds of Prey movie with Harley Quinn.
Harley Quinn, Catwoman, and Poison Ivy.
Oh, God. I feel like they just need to focus on something. It's like...
they don't. It's DC.
The people at WB have ADD.
It's like they're all run by a bunch of millennials.
I don't see how that has anything to do with
playing
anything.
Playing on their iPhones.
How does a millennial have anything to do with DC?
Because they all have ADD. They've been shot up with Ritalin.
I guess. All right.
They have attention of a gnat.
I guess. I don't really see the...
shiny object. I mean, did you see Suicide Squad? It was like they just vomited an idea. It's like, here's an idea. Let's just put a bunch of people in a movie.
It has nothing to do with millennials. It was just a bad script.
Well, I know, but I'm saying it's
and it was a bad, like the bad choice of director, bad choice of everything.
Yeah.
So now, speaking of Suicide Squad, an insider at Warner Brothers. So this is a grain of salt. We don't know if this is true. This is obviously just a rumor. But they're suggesting that the company is looking to sever ties between Leto and the DC Universe in his film contract. Executives were said to be less than thrilled with the mixed audience reaction to Leto's performances and had worries going into the release of the film.
He wasn't a good Joker.
I don't think. After rewatching it, I mean, his portrayal was shortened. I did see a little extra in those scenes, but nothing to write home
about. He wasn't a good Joker. He was the least of the Jokers.
You know what I didn't like about it?
If you were to rank the Jokers.
The tattoos.
The tattoos, silly, it was too much.
The dialogue wasn't that good.
It could have been the writing wasn't great, so he didn't have much of a choice in the matter. But he could have really done a lot more. I was expecting more out of him.
No. You know what?
As an actor.
I wanted less.
No, I mean, his acting stuff, I mean.
No, I thought.
He could have been more, like, his acting, the way he did it. Like, it just seemed like he was just reading the lines. It wasn't, like, any kind of, like.
See, I disagree.
He didn't really, I mean.
He got into the character, but I thought that the character was too overboard.
Yes, it was, like, it went too far in one direction that he couldn't make it.
I mean, I say he's an amazing actor. What he did was a portrayal of the Joker,
and he didn't
pick all that. That was David Ayer, and all the director.
Yeah, it just went too well. The writers too. It just went like too
well. David Ayer wrote the script.
Oh, there you go. So
and
it just
come
went
to find
too,
out, he wrote it in a couple weeks. So
well, that
it,
makes sense.
Yeah. So yeah, this movie had a bad thing. One big thing that like stared at me watching it is constantly everybody had to tell you what was going on.
Yeah.
It was so annoying. It's like, I have eyeballs. I can see what's going on. I don't need the actors to constantly tell me what's going on. And the Joker almost felt like a billboard for, hey, I'm the Joker.
Yeah.
But like, I don't want that. I want it to be subtle. I want it to
be. Joker's supposed to be more sadistic and not so like.
He was very cartoonish and outlandish. Yeah. Yeah. And if that's the direction they want to go in, then
it
works.
Went too far Caesar way and not enough like Heath Ledger way.
Yeah, it's just not
so,
my
like they didn't
thing.
Find the happy medium like Jack Nicholson's character. Like Jack Nicholson's Joker kind of like found the happy medium. Like if you think about it, like now Heath. Jared Leto's character is like one side of the spectrum of crazy Joker. And like Sid Caesar's is like the comical Joker, like the really cartoony Joker.
Well, because he was based off the old Joker,
so I mean, like,
where it was.
Those are the two extremes now. And like now you get like.
I don't think Jared Leto is part of an extreme right now.
No, I'm saying like the total opposite, like out beyond.
Oh. The tattoos.
It's just too much.
If you're the Joker. You don't need to advertise you're crazy on your forehead.
Exactly. Zazz. He was like two characters mixed in the one.
It was so silly.
Zazz was the one that should have the tattoos. It shouldn't be the Joker.
Yeah. And, you know, like, I liked his wardrobe, the pink Lamborghini.
Purple,
whatever. I mean, whatever. But you're basically saying, look who I am.
I'm the Joker. It's like people just know you're the Joker.
No. You know what reminds me of the old comic when the Joker would get in a helicopter with the
Joker's face
on it.
Yeah.
And when he breaks into the prison, he's wearing a name tag that says Joker.
Yeah.
So
stuff like that at least was, that's Joker-ish, you know, like.
But I felt
like
the Joker would be more clever.
He wouldn't like have like.
Why would you get a name tag that says Joker on it?
Well, that's like just a little Joker thing. That's like something that Joker would do.
I thought it was stupid.
Like, hello, my name is Joker. Like, I could see him doing something like
that.
Yeah,
but
it just was too over the top.
Too over the top. Stupid. Like, if it was like the name tag was sort of like a Easter egg to who the Joker could have used to have been, or a name.
Yeah, like, hi, my name is Phil or something.
Yeah,
you know?
But Joker. Yeah. I don't know. It was
just
kind of silly.
A lot of just. It was kind of depressing too, because there's like. The other ones were pretty decent interpretations of the characters in that movie. Like, Harley Quinn's was a decent interpretation of Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
Deadshot, all the other ones. And then, like, Joker was, like, the one that was outlandish and way out in left field version.
Well, Killer Croc was a little outlandish, too.
Well, they had to make it look more. I mean, that you had to bring back a little bit to make it more realistic.
Yeah.
You can't, like, have, like, a full-on crocodile.
The thing is, the characters, yeah. I mean, Harley Quinn, she did a great job as Harley Quinn, but I thought the one-liners were just kind of groan-worthy. They weren't that funny.
No. Well, that was David Ayer's bad writing.
She did a great job. I'd like to see her in her own film.
Yes. Not with any David Ayer's influence.
But if Jared Leto's gone, say the rumor is true.
Back to the drug board.
I think we get a new Joker.
And that wasn't the Joker?
No. Jared Leto's character? They'll probably just continue the Joker, and that will just be...
But then you have to have the tattoos and everything.
That's what I don't want. I hope.
That's what I'm saying. I wonder if they're going to do a thing where he wasn't the Joker.
I also feel like DC is not going to let her go. I think this is pure rumor. This is not true. Because they're not going to
They've kind of like sold body. The movie's already been out. So yeah. It's like you've already have this out there. So it's like you can't like...
It's
not like the Marvel Universe where you can replace War Machine.
They could.
A side character.
They could, though. If Leto... Because Leto came out and was complaining about what they did to his stuff.
Yeah.
If they felt that they were being shit on, yeah, they definitely could.
Oh, they could. I mean, it's just going to... That's more of a... More of a tough sell. I feel like they give us
one more movie with Leto's Joker to really solidify if he's good or not.
They get rid of him easily in the Batman solo movie.
He's not going to be in it, though.
I'm saying that's the way to do it. Like, get rid of him in that, and then you don't have to worry about it anymore.
Yeah, but you don't want to kill your best villains.
But
you just have
he's not that good.
Yeah, but you can have
this version isn't that good.
You can have someone replace him, though.
Could. But I don't want the tattoo version.
I agree.
That's what I'm saying. The only way to get around it is to say he wasn't really the Joker. He was just like a copycat or something. That called himself the Joker, and the real Joker is still out there somewhere.
They could do the Red Hood thing.
Yeah, that's the way to get around it, I'm saying, you know. If you do replace him. Instead of just like making people just try to buy into just some other guy playing Jared Leto's character.
I wonder who would be a good Joker. I still think Gordon Levitt, for some reason to me, would have been a good Joker.
He would have been, but now
or a good Riddler.
He would have been a good
Riddler. Enigma.
He would have been a good Edward Enigma.
But they haven't brought him into the fold yet, so they could possibly still do that.
No.
I don't know who would be a good Joker if Leto was let go. But you're right, they could kill off the Leto Joker and have someone come in.
And play a copycat. Or just they could play it off like he was a copycat and the real Joker is still out there somewhere.
Yeah. I don't know. A part of me
That's why he was in the Sane Asylum with Harley Quinn, is that he was thinking he was a Joker. And he wasn't really a Joker. You know what I mean?
Oh, God. So it would really mess up the whole...
It would, but I'm saying that's, you know...
Yeah, yeah. Part of me feels like they're not going to let it go yet. They're going to let it play out. No, they're
going to draw it out and make it awful, it already is. More awful than
But maybe they'll get a good writer and director and it would be better.
Yeah, it's already ruined.
I have hope. Gotta have hope, Mark.
It's already ruined.
Why are you such a negative Nancy?
I'm not. It's just true.
I'm not. Brr. Brr.
It's like they can't use Whiplash again in the Marvel Universe.
But he sucks.
Exactly, because they ruined that one.
Why would you want Whiplash back?
They kind of ruined the Mandarin already.
No, they haven't. And the Mandarin is still out there.
I know, but I'm saying they kind of like...
I like that twist. I think I was only one, but I really liked it.
I liked it myself, but it's just kind of depressing that it was like, oh, we were all psyched for the Mandarin, and then we got a guy faking to be the Mandarin.
Well,
when I really want the
when
Mandarin
he's in prison, place. He spills the beans that the Mandarin's still out there.
I know, yeah.
I mean, there's more to that story.
Yeah, which they haven't done anything with.
Yeah, but you know what? Do they really?
Well,
is anybody clamoring for the Mandarin to come out?
Well, I kind of am. That'd be cool. Mandarin's pretty sick.
Maybe another Iron Man.
I mean,
film?
It might be. I think you'd have to do Thanos first and then go into the Mandarin because he steals he gets the gems from Thanos.
Yeah, basically. So if Thanos fails, Mandarin can come in.
Mandarin picks up the mantle.
That could be phase 19. I don't
know. Phase 30.
Whatever they're going
Robert
into.
Robert Downey Jr. is like 80 years old, flying around in a suit.
Please CG my wrinkly
just
balls.
Just put me in there and I'll do it.
I'll just fight anything you want.
Give me another 20 million and I'll do it.
I'm not dead yet.
Throw me back in there.
the like a blooper reel on YouTube. If you look at this frame, they forgot to digitally make his face look younger, and you could see the wrinkles on his eyes.
Make sure I got my Depends on before I get in the suit.
Iron Man just scrapped himself.
Iron Man just scrapped himself again. Jarvis, well, evacuation sequence.
Evacuate my asshole.
Evacuation sequence 22-2. Because I did a number 2.
Just crap flies into the atmosphere. Lands on
some
boat.
It's like an airplane. They got like the mist that flies behind it. Look at that. Look at the cloud coming from the airplane. No, that's shit.
Oh, God. Anyway, so that's that. So this weekend we got CliffsCon.
CliffsCon's happening at the Plainville VFW in Plainville, Connecticut on Sunday.
Sunday
from 10 to 3 p.m. Or it might be 9 to 3 p.m., but it feels like it's longer. But no, they have the Matt Ryan from the Free Lunch Studios is doing the comic book shuffle, where he'll take 10 writers and 10 artists, put them into a hat, and they draw to see who's going to team up with each other. And they have like 12 hours or something like that, 10 hours, on Saturday at Matt's place, where they have to come up with a whole comic book and a story and write it all out and everything.
Jesus, but can they do it now when they get there to be all set?
No. They don't know who they're going to be partnered with.
Oh.
They find out Saturday morning at 10 a.m. They have from 10 a.m. They have 6 hours. From noon to 6, they have to come up with a whole comic story and everything.
It says CliffsCon goes from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Yes. Okay, there
so
it is.
So how do they go from 6?
Because this is Saturday at Matt's place.
Oh.
The comic book shuffle starts on Saturday at Matt's at Free Lunch Studios.
Oh.
Ooh. So they'll come up with the whole book and everything, and they have till 6 p.m. Then they have to stop. It has to be completely finished by 6 p.m.
Mm.
Then the stories and everything are taken to CliffsCon's on Sunday, and all the people who show up at CliffsCon's can vote on who their favorite one will be, and the winner gets the cover of a comic that Matt's going to make of all the comics that are made from the comic book shuffle.
Sounds like a sweet deal.
Yeah.
It goes on from and they get other 10 prizes to 3 p.m. as well. It's at the VFW Hall at 7 Northwest Drive.
Yes.
It's
a box diver's paradise.
Yeah.
It's like one of those places you would love Brian. Every time I think like Brian would love like just
digging. But I'll never tell Brian what it's happening.
I tell him about it all the time. You don't. You're going to show up this Sunday?
I'll try.
That's a no.
In fact, nothing going on. Yeah, I'll show up.
I think you'll enjoy it. It's a good time.
Good time. Yeah. So that's happening this weekend.
Yes.
We got Thanksgiving. We got Black Friday happening.
Yeah. Got any Black Friday plans this year, Brian?
No. I'm going to do all my shopping online.
No Plan of Attack or anything? You're not doing that anymore?
No. It's such a...
It used to be a big Black Friday guy.
Yeah, but...
It was like an event for us. We used to go out and do it, drive around all over the
place.
Dude,
over the years, you go on Amazon and you get the same things.
Well, they got Cyber Monday, so it's like you don't have to worry about it.
Well, we always had Cyber Monday.
Well, now it's more than it used to be. I mean, it used to, when it first started, it was like, eh. Now it's like crazy. You can pretty much get all your shopping done. That's all I'm doing. Monday. Just shopping. Online.
Yeah, I'm not going to waste that much time on Black Friday shopping. I might go out Friday itself, but I'm not going to like go out at midnight. Target's opening at 6 p.m.
I know. I don't like the places that open on Thanksgiving.
Me neither. I disagree with that.
It's like, give us the holiday, you know? Like, I saw Christmas lights out already. People have Christmas lights up.
Yeah.
I dropped James off at his house last night because he can't drive. And his parents had put up their Christmas lights, and they were out and on.
I almost thought about that.
I was like, ugh.
Yeah,
no.
But if the weather's nice, do it.
Wait till after Thanksgiving.
No.
You can still put them up. I have no problem with people putting them up, but don't turn them on till after Thanksgiving.
Why? It's festive.
No, because you still have to get through Thanksgiving.
Who cares about Thanksgiving?
Let Thanksgiving happen.
Thanksgiving sucks. We want Christmas.
No. Christmas has its own time.
Christmas!
Starts earlier every year. It's like they already have Christmas commercials on the air.
Yes.
We haven't even got through Thanksgiving yet.
Nobody cares about Thanksgiving! Dude, I've been listening to Christmas music since
I know
Halloween.
You
uh-oh. Santa Claus is calling you. He's pissed.
I don't know. Some random number keeps calling
me. The gobbledygook.
Probably.
The gobbledygoober.
Gobbledygooker.
Thank Cowboy Cougar is calling you.
Yes.
Oh, God. Well, what else, Mark? What else happened this week?
Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them came out.
And you didn't
get
see
to see it, but my sister went and saw it yesterday. She said it was very, very good. She said it was quite epic. So I'll probably go see that this weekend. While everyone's shopping, I'll be going to the movies.
Like everybody will be going to the movies as well.
Probably.
Big weekend for the movies.
It is a big weekend for the movies.
And we got Rogue One.
Rogue
One.
3 weeks. Weeks away. Weeks away.
Very close.
Oh, I'm excited.
It's actually 2 weeks before Christmas.
I know. I'm writing a note to Star Wars people that they're kind of ruining my Christmas.
Why?
Because I get so excited for Star Wars stuff to come out now that once Star Wars stuff's done, then I can start thinking about Christmas, and it's not enough time.
They'll listen, I'm sure.
I know they will.
It's actually the Friday before Christmas.
It's like a weird thing to kind of associate
it's
Star
so awesome.
Wars and Christmas.
No, it's
like,
awesome.
I know, but it's like I have to like, parcel time.
I'm happy they're taking a very soft approach to this movie because they don't want people to get burnt out.
No.
I mean, it was the hype train big time last year.
Well, it. For good reason.
And next year will be the big hype train again.
Hype train returns.
But this is a nice... Because I also feel if they don't put a lot into advertising and it doesn't do so well, they'll still do well.
I have a sneaking suspicion this movie might do as well, if not more than Episode 7.
I don't think it'll do more. No way. There's no way in hell.
Because this one definitely gives you the member berries.
Yes, but...
More than episode 7.
We know where this is all going.
Well, I know. But that's the thing. A lot of people I've talked to don't know where this is going. Like, don't know anything about Rogue One whatsoever. Don't know what it's about at all. They're just going in because it says Star Wars on it.
If they don't know Star Wars, then I'm confused.
People know Star Wars, but they just don't know what Rogue One's about and what it is. Like, I know a lot of people who are, like, Star Wars people who just, like...
Who are these
what's
people?
What's this Rogue One thing, and why is this going on?
Well, anyway, they...
What is it about? So like, then you try to explain it to him, and you're like, I don't remember.
It's up against nothing. So I think it's going to do very well.
Well, because no one's going to go against Star Wars.
My guess,
at this point,
it will be the number one movie from the moment it comes out to at least the
first
weekend of January.
What's the first superhero movie to come out?
First weekend of January.
What's the first superhero movie to come out next year?
I have no idea.
It's like February? Isn't it like...
Fifty Shades of Grey, too.
No.
Yeah, that's coming out in February.
That's not a superhero movie, though.
Yeah, but it's going to be big.
Yeah. What I'm saying is that a superhero movie.
Well, maybe for some people it is.
Yeah, so probably go until then, I say, as number one.
No, I think that first weekend.
There's nothing else that's going to come out that's going to, I don't think anything else is coming out that's going to be like, take it over.
You don't think anything's
going
to take over Rogue One?
No, I think it'll be there for a while until that comes out.
Totally a possibility.
There's no other big movies coming out. Like, nothing. I think the first big superhero movie is Guardians. That's not till like May.
Hmm.
Am I right in that? Or is it March that it comes out?
What?
Guardians.
Guardians comes out in May. It's like the first movie of the summer.
Because then Homecoming's after that. Spider-Man. And then Ragnarok.
Oh. So November 23rd.
That's this weekend.
Yeah, you have...
That's Wednesday.
Bastiana 2's coming out.
Yes, that's Wednesday. As well as Moana.
I don't know what that is.
A Disney movie. I've been seeing things for it on TV all the time.
So I'm trying to look to see what's going to come out after Rogue One. Give me 1 second here. Rogue One's coming out on the 16th.
Yes, it is.
Rogue One, it's going to be going up against La La Land.
That's
Collateral
it.
Beauty. Kind of. The Space Between Us.
Uh-huh.
Naruda. Then December 21st, you have Passengers.
Yeah.
Which is that Jennifer Gardner.
Yeah.
And, Jennifer Lawrence and Chris Pratt and Michael Sheen. It's actually getting a lot of press. So
yeah, I don't think it's going to do enough to topple Star Wars.
It might. Sing.
That's
Assassin's
a cartoon.
Creed.
Assassin's Creed might. Possibly, but
no.
It's very niche, though.
Yeah, Juliet, December 23rd. Why Him? Dangle, December 25th. 20th Century Woman, Gold. The 28th. I'm just going real quick.
Yeah.
January 6th, you have Underworld.
Yeah, that could.
That possibly. Could because it's the first one in a long time.
By then, that Star Wars smell will be off it, kind of.
A Monster's Call, Hidden Figures, Amityville, The Awakening, and Railroad Tigers.
Yeah, no, nothing. And Underworld, possibly.
Patriots Day comes out January 13th.
Patriots Day? Oh, that's the.
That
the
could be
Mark
big.
Wahlberg.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. Too soon on that Patriots Day thing.
Attack of the Lederhosen Zombies. I can't wait to see that.
I don't think that's going to be in big theaters.
God, I'm looking. The next Resident Evil is coming out January 27th, the final chapter. That'll be big.
Yeah, that'll be big. That'll be the ultimate end of it for Star Wars.
Then February 3rd, you have Rings, which that's is the sequel to The Ring.
Yeah.
February 10th. The Lego Batman movie.
Yes.
50 Shades Darker. John Wick 2. Oh, man. That's going to be a big weekend.
Brian's going to see all three.
Oh, I'll see all three.
Whether he watched two or not.
So there you go. That's what's happening. I mean, I think Star Wars will last until January. And then
I think Underworld will be the first challenger for it.
I'm hoping the reviews are good. I'm hoping that...
I haven't heard anything
that anyone said. Nobody's seen it.
I know,
so we don't know.
But I mean, from the stuff that we've seen, there's been anything that's been like,
ugh, I know. You gotta worthy. Go
when you see some trailers and it's like, oh no, that's happening.
No, not that one.
But
put that down.
It'll be interesting. It's gonna be. This is the first foray into the non-episodic Star Wars too. So this is like a. This is kind of like a big moment for Disney here.
No Star Wars crawl either.
Yeah.
I'm going to be sad by that.
I know. There's got to be something.
Why? They could have it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's got to be some kind of something to kind of get you going.
Yeah.
It's not a Star Wars movie without...
But technically, it's not a Star Wars... I mean, it is a Star Wars...
It's a Star Wars... It says Star Wars in the title. Star Wars... Story. Star Wars story, Rogue One.
But it's not part of the main
it
saga.
It still has Star Wars in it, though.
I know.
You should still be like episode 4.0. Or 3.5 or 3.75 or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Episode 33 and a third.
Yes. Charlie Sheen's in it.
Yes.
Anything else,
the
Marcus?
What's his face to come back?
Who?
The guy that did that, Naked Gun.
Leslie Nielsen.
That's his name. I couldn't think of it.
I was thinking of Hot Shots.
I want to say Charles Nelson Reilly, but that wasn't right.
Charles Nelson Reilly.
There's a reference for you.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Anyway, so, Mark, are we done? What do we got left? Are we anything else?
You watched any? I watched that movie. I've been wanting to watch it for a while now. Finest Hours with Chris Pine, the Coast Guard movie he was in.
Oh yeah,
it's on the Netflix now.
It's on.
It was actually really good.
It's on the Netflix.
Yeah, I suggest it if people haven't seen it yet. It's very good. Ben Foster's in it. Casey Affleck, the lesser of the Afflecks.
He's a good Affleck, though.
He is a good Affleck. They gotta say they're probably like the best of the brother, like right now of the brother actors that are out there.
Yeah, yeah.
They're probably the best, like them and the Hemsworths. They're probably like the two. I mean, Casey doesn't get as much pub as the Hemsworth brothers.
Did you say pub?
Yeah.
Less publicity. Pub. What are you? A millennial? You can't say full words anymore.
I'm on the in.
He's good. Pub.
Yeah.
But he directs. Paul's good. He directs a lot of films, and
yeah,
he does his own thing.
Yeah. No, Finest Hours. Check it out. It's on Netflix. I think you'd enjoy it.
Who? Yeah. Oh, wait. That's a brand new movie, right?
Yeah.
He wanted Matt Damon to play the character, but then
to play Chris Pine's character.
No, isn't Casey Affleck in it? That he wrote and directed it.
Did
and
he?
He's in it.
I don't know. It was a Disney movie. I didn't know that until I watched it.
What?
That it was a Disney production.
What's the name of it again? Finest Hour?
The Finest Hours. It's very good. It's about a boat that breaks in half. Casey Affleck's the engineer on the boat.
Oh, this is a different film. Never mind.
He has to save... they have to try to figure out the guy to get off the boat. Because the other half... The front half of the boat sinks, but the back half of the boat still's buoyant.
Yeah.
And Chris Pine's like, it's set in the 50s too. So like Chris Pine's like a guy in the Coast Guard. And has to take out this little tiny boat to go out and try and save somebody because they thought there was two boats, the same type of boats, that were sinking at the same time. It's pretty intense. It's pretty good. A lot of people you wouldn't, like a lot of people are in it that you wouldn't think are in it. Like the Latin guy from The Office is in it. Bunch of people. You like see him, you're like, oh, that guy. Oh, I remember that guy.
Good story.
The guy who plays Jackson on or Jefferson Jackson on Legend of Tomorrow is in it.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. I'm waiting for you to find out what you're looking up here. No, you're looking up something, and I don't know what you're doing.
You're
sitting there scrolling through your phone, and I'm like trying to fill time here.
I couldn't find it.
You have that look on your face like you have some kind of thing you're trying to figure out.
I was, but I'm like, what is he doing? I couldn't figure it out.
I'm over here treading water, and you're like not even throwing me a life raft.
Yeah, you know.
Or even a buoy at this part.
It happens.
He gets sucked into his phone. Are you seeing who directed?
Yeah, it wasn't
Finest
him.
Hours? Do you even know who it is that directed Fire Stars, or did you even get that far?
I did look. It's,
you just don't care.
Yeah, it's Steven something around.
Oh, that's good. Good to see you care. Thanks for helping me out.
You're welcome.
Thanks, pal.
I think it's Steve Buscemi.
It wasn't Steve Buscemi.
Yeah, I think it was.
It wasn't Steve Buscemi.
Yeah, directed by Scott Silver.
That's not even close to Steve Buscemi.
And Paul Tamsey, Eric Johnson, Casey Sherman, and Michael D. something
around. They wrote it? They all directed.
They all directed it.
They did not all direct it.
Writers.
Yeah, as I say.
The director was Craig Gillespie.
Gillespie?
Yeah, that too.
Gillespie? Your English is impeccable.
Gillespie.
Gillespie?
Gillespie. I have Thanksgiving on the mind. I really go for a Gillespie. Gillespie.
Oh, man.
You like that?
That was a...
Oh, God. All
right. Wow. That was a top-notch Kazaska right there. A Gillespie. What up, Gillespie? Oh, I thought his name was Gillespie. Oops. I'm going to call him Gillespie for hours now.
It had the word pie in it.
Had the word pie in it.
I thought it was Gillespie.
Man, Brian's got the mind of a fat man. Everything that says pie in it's got to be the word pie.
Pie. Pie. Anyway... Anyway.
All right.
Let's wrap this up.
Let's wrap this
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Have a good Thanksgiving, everybody. Enjoy spending time with your relatives. And if you're not spending time with your relatives, you lucky bastard.
Have some Gillespie.
Have some Gillespie on us.
Wait. Hold on.
Or how about we wait until Brian then try to work his
I phone. Have something.
He's playing his phone. He doesn't know how to work a phone. Thanks, Steve Jobs, for your wonderful products.
No, I just hit the button.
That don't know how to work correctly.
I hit the button wrong.
How do you get up? There's one.
It's a marshmallow world in the winter when the snow comes to cover the ground. It's the time for play. It's a whipped cream day. I wait for sugar.